And in the third year James and I were with him, we and his other disciples went to celebrate the Passover with Jesus in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city of peace. She was alive with anticipation of the coming Passover. My mother, well, she was also with us. And before we entered the city, the rivalry of James and I once again raised its head.
He's never gonna let you do that, John.
Well, why shouldn't he? Why should you? Or Peter? Or Matthew?
So just go and ask him.
Boys, stop. Now what is this about?
John thinks he should have some place of honor in Jesus' kingdom.
Well, I should, just as much as you.
Maybe it will be that way for both of you. Why shouldn't it be? You're good boys.
So I'll ask him.
You won't ask him, right? You'll just...
Boys, enough. I'll ask him. Jesus! Jesus, one moment, please. Could you settle something for me? I have just one small request.
What is your wish?
Please, command that in your kingdom, these two sons of mine may sit one on your right and one on your
left. You do not know what you are asking. To sit on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father.
The other disciples became indignant with James and I, and understandably so. But Jesus said to them,
"You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It isn't this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."